16 after 7 o'clock, well, longtime Today Show anchor Matt Lauer broke his silence this morning. He released a statement saying he's working to repair his image in his full-time job, and we're talking, I guess, about his family.
Yeah, he said he's truly sorry, and he's really taking a closer look inward.
It was a very good statement, but, you know, what is that going to do, not only to Matt Lauer, but I think more importantly to NBC and to those of us who still consume news on television, and that's a declining number of people. Joining us to talk about it is pop culture ambassador Robert Thompson, professor at Syracuse University. Good morning, Mr. Thompson. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you?
Oh, real good. I imagine you've been thinking and talking about this a lot the last couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, what's hard to believe is that this Matt Lauer story, for all of us, others had been investigating it, but for regular people, this is exactly 25 hours and 17 minutes old. That's it. That's when this broke yesterday at 7. And then, of course, today on the Today Show, it opens with the Matt Lauer apology, which he dissembles on a little bit, but it's basically obviously not a denial. So stuff happens really quickly these days.
Yeah, and NBC has found itself now with no Matt Lauer, no main anchor. He's been the face of the NBC News Morning Show for 20 years.
Yeah, they've got two issues. One is going to be to rehire someone in that position, which is an important position. The Today Show is a cash cow, and Matt Lauer also did the parades and the tree lightings and all of that kind of thing when Today Show would go to the Olympics and all that. And secondly, the Today Show is also struggling with the Megyn Kelly issue. In her case, the ratings have not been nearly as high as they were expecting, either on the Today Show or on that Sunday show that they did. So they've got some issues over there at the Today Show. But, you know, I think Matt Lauer's gone. That's a foregone conclusion. The NBC's biggest problem is, as the stories break, as to how much they knew, when they knew it, whether they were enabling this kind of culture to go on, as we saw that it went on under Roger Ailes at Fox. And those kinds of stories, I think, we're still waiting to hear.
You know, I'm old enough to go back to when Americans trusted the TV news anchors, when we had Walter Cronkite and John Chancellor, and before that,
Huntley Brinkley,
and all those guys. And you took what they said as gospel, and it was actually pretty naive. If you think about it, these were people just like everybody else. Are we growing up in this country, or is the television news industry growing closer to an end?
Well, there's all kinds. I certainly hope not, because journalism is a necessary element in a healthy republic. And if journalism goes away, the republic isn't going to be long after it. But I think, I mean, yes, obviously we were naive to some extent in that we just didn't know all of these things that were going on at the time. However, good journalism and good people, just like good art and good people, are two different things. There are a lot of people who we have found have done horrible things. Bill Cosby, for example, who in fact made really important, programs. So this is a disturbing and complicated set of issues. But no, I don't think news is going away. I still think there's a lot of really good journalism out there, including, by the way, the good journalism at the New York Times and Variety that are reporting on this Matt Lauer story.
Yeah. Let's talk about Bill O'Reilly, because he was fired from Fox News and now he's doing like a podcast, I guess. So what's next for Matt Lauer? Do you think he has a future in anything? Is he ever going to be able to work again?
I don't think in any kind of big network or cable news operations, I can't imagine him ever returning. Of course, anybody can do a podcast. Anybody can do a YouTube channel. So those kinds of things are always options. I'd be kind of surprised to see him doing that. But I think Charlie Rose's career in news is over. I think Matt Lauer's career in news is over. Some of the other people in this endless list, we'd have to take case by case, but I don't see us seeing him again in any kind of major role.
I have a question about the women that these men have been working with who have remained silent until now. We're starting to hear from some of them. Here's this is, I think, a really interesting piece of sound. This is from Katie Couric, and a comment that she made about Matt Lauer when questioned by TMZ.
You co-hosted the Today Show with Matt Lauer for 15 years. What is Matt's most annoying habit?
He pinches me on the ass a lot.
Wow!
In case you couldn't hear that, she said, he pinches me on the ass a lot. How do these women work with these guys? And, you know, it doesn't come up until later.
Well, I think part of it was they had no choice. If women wanted to break into these industries, which, let's face it, had been kind of boys' clubs, very much boys' clubs, up until not that long ago, they had to tolerate it, and there weren't. And we've heard story after story. The reporting fell on deaf ears. There was the fear that you'd be fired. I mean, it was a very, very ugly environment. Anybody that's watched Mad Men have seen this portrayed fictionally. And it is interesting how now, I think it was on Fox News last night, where they dug up that clip and a whole bunch of others. And it's as though all of this accepted really bad activity has been staring us in the face. And it's only now that, as they said on the Today Show yesterday, some kind of national reckoning is occurring.
We're talking to pop culture ambassador Robert Thompson, a professor at Syracuse University. Go Orange. My alma mater. Sorry, I had to include
that. Oh, yeah, that's right. Congratulations.
Yes. We're seeing this on the national level. How about on the local level? Are we going to start seeing local TV news anchors being fired over things like this?
Well, I'm afraid to say that I think we can probably conclude that this kind of activity has been going on for a long, long time, not only in journalism, not only in politics, not only in entertainment, but probably in industries across the board. And I think that probably includes, there's no reason to assume that local news and broadcasting has been immune to this that we're seeing so much of elsewhere. Those kinds of stories aren't going to get the national attention, of course, because they're not people that everybody knows across the country. But I suspect that we're going to see similar patterns, yes.
I think that Amy and I come in here every morning and we look at each other at 4 o'clock in the morning and go, oh, my God, we've got all this stuff to talk about again. It's not fun. It's distasteful. It makes us feel, you know, kind of icky.
Like we need a shower.
But I think I'd like to hope that this is something of a day of reckoning in this country. It's the kind of thing that needs to come out, and we should be better when it's all over with, or can it ever be over with?
Well, I hope you're right about that. I think there's two things happening now. One is the catch up. All this activity that's been going on for so long, that was going on in work environments that made it impossible to report it or have anything done about it. Now that's changing, and we're catching up with all these things that have been going on for forever. The next step, of course, is to somehow correct those work environments, those workplaces, so that it doesn't keep happening. And that's, I think, the important next step in this whole process.
Always a pleasure. Robert Thompson, pop culture ambassador at Syracuse University.